We're reading from the book Kabbalah to the student, for the student, page 373, item 154, in the words, writing Kabbalah for the student, page 37. It's better for you to know that the people writing the Kabbalah books wrote them for people who already attained spirituality. And now we're in item 155. Therefore, we must ask, why then did Kabbalists obligate each person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing in it worthy of being publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they're learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they're learning, they awaken upon themselves the light that surrounds their souls. This means that every person from Israel is guaranteed to finally attain all the wonderful attainments that the Creator has contemplated and thought of creation to delight every creature. And one who has not been awarded this life will be granted in the next life, etc., until one is awarded completing his thought, which he planned for him. And while one has not attained perfection, the lights that are destined to reach him are considered surrounding lights. That means that they stand ready for him, but are waiting for him to purify his vessels of reception, at which time these lights will clothe in the able vessels. Hence, even when he does not have vessels, when he engages in this wisdom, mentioning the names of the lights and the vessels related to his soul, they immediately shine upon him to a certain extent. However, they shine for him without clothing the interior of his soul, for the lack of able vessels to receive them. Yet, the illumination one receives time after time during the engagement draws upon him grace from above, imparting him with abundance of sanctity and purity, which will bring him much closer to achieving perfection.
We've read it many times. Many people ask, what to study for? Well, you can explain kind of what spirituality is about, somewhat. Most people are not really attracted to it. Most people don't like really studying. What do I get from it, especially where it's like studying the same thing, and what do I care about this if I don't see it in front of me and feel the material? It's all true, but again, we study in order to awaken the surrounding lights. That's the only remedy that was made for us by the sages of the Talmud, bringing us the force of Torah rather than self-mortifications, to transform our ego, the evil inclination, to exhaust it gradually, bit by bit. We discover a bit, then we exhaust it, and another bit, and exhaust it, and so forth. And that's what we call going through ups and downs. And that's how we advance, to the point that we discover a certain portion of our nature that has been transformed by the right preparation, so that we can feel the lights that were surrounding lights as inner lights now. And that's by the coupling of striking, and as we learn the expansion of the lights by the zivug, the coupling into the vessels, and these vessels then are called vessels of bestowal or the light of chassadim, and in that way we begin to receive the lights. So although Kabbalists wrote their books to each other, understanding each other, they also intended for those who can't draw the inner lights and discover the connections between them, being in different eras and different generations, and working to bring more light to the corrected vessels. That's how they worked throughout the generations. Rather, they also write for us. Us means throughout the generations, there are those who long to discover these lights in order to bestow, yet they still can't. Also for the lack of intention, the lack of organization. So, through our efforts, and we don't even know what is the right effort each time, but still, the effort is set up in such a way that if it comes from how much a person tries to do his best, make the cleanest effort for the right direction, then he awakens the surrounding lights, which don't require the correct intention, the correct overcoming the restriction, masach o chozel. Rather, these lights awaken to the extent that a person somewhat yearns to some percentage for the form of bestowal. Therefore, we were given advice, saying that first we have to connect. The collective kli was broken to begin with. You have to make actions of connection, of coming closer, of subjugation, integration. You have to awaken each other, you have to strengthen each other, so that you don't run away, so that you don't escape that this entire work and efforts that seem useless. To the extent that you make actions, even physically in simplicity, it awakens the surrounding light, because there is no corp reality in spirituality. There's one reality, but to the extent we make actions, even when you simply move your little finger, it's still an action that originates in a desire. Could be an instinctive desire and a directed desire, just an animate level desire wanting to benefit its corporeal state. Perhaps there's an addition of a higher desire in it, meaning an intention. And thus, we awaken the surrounding lights. We always live by the surrounding lights. Even our regular life is mostly by the surrounding light, except for the still vegetative and animate, that the surrounding lights for them become inner lights, providing energy in matter. But all the rest is surrounding lights. So it all depends on the preparation. And therefore, the student pledges before the study to go towards bestowal, the quality of bestowal, that's called faith in the Creator. And if he does that with all the corporeal preparation that he can make for sure without a problem, he has an environment, the Creator sets up the environment, as he writes in item 4, I believe, right, in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. The Creator brings him to the environment. A person should only strengthen himself and rearrange the correct relationship with him in that environment. And accordingly, he'll have the strength to at least make corporeal actions. And that is also sufficient in order to awaken the surrounding lights. And that provides the beginning for the correct self-actualization. And just like he says, that if a person already thinks about what does he study for, he comes to the lesson in the morning, what does he want to get during the day, the light of faith, that is, the force of bestowal, so you have no greater commandment than that, meaning it's everything. There's nothing besides that that we need to acquire throughout our life. We were created for that. We were born for that. And our life revolves around it. So everything is ready. Therefore, preparation for the study is necessary so as to receive what was made for us. And we've reached a stage where we must pay attention to it and give it the place, the strength, the persistence, and see ourselves united around it, unified, so that the preparation for the study and the preparation for each action basically determines the quality and level of the action itself. And the quality means plus or minus, for better or for worse. The action could be a beautiful action in corporeality. But if the intention is wrong along with it, then the quality of the action is opposite. We see the big Kohen. What wrong did he do in being in the temple during the Day of Atonement and doing his work? No, but his intention was hoping for wealth, and therefore he died. Meaning everything follows the intention. And so we can begin working on it in a consolidated manner, all of us together, and this has to be like the topic, the goal, every moment in life. How do we take advantage of every moment in the right way? We've reached it, especially now before the convention, which we also need to look at the action and how do we arrive at it with the right intention. It's critically important. That's everything. That's why he says, the student pledges before the study to strengthen his faith, meaning that only the force of bestowal, of mutual bestowal, is what we need to acquire by each and every action in our lives. And even the necessary things that we have to do during the day, which are unrelated directly and immediately to the attainment of the goal of the spiritual force, it doesn't matter. Our life is arranged in such a way that these actions that could be very far from the purpose, I still add an intention to them, that I do everything in order to reach the same state, so that each and every action I do will be in order to acquire the force of bestowal, to come out of the current desire and enter a new desire. That's it? I think. Yeah.
Roy is asking, we read this article every time. What's the difference this time? What do we have to pay more attention to now when we prepare for the lesson?
The difference is in us, not in the article. Also in all the actions, on every level you have the same tense field. You're working on the same device, but it depends on the quality. How else can you say that? The quality that you operated with. That's all. It says, I, the Lord, do not change. It's only the Oviyut, Masach, and Ochozer that change. This pattern, this paradigm doesn't change. And what level of desire of Oviyut you add to it, that depends on your preparation. The Oviyut is always there in abundance. The intention that connects it correctly with the Masach and Ochozel depends on you. And so Bala Sulam can read what he wrote, and you can read it too. What's the difference? It's only the power of intention. And therefore, we are reiterating the same actions, and we think like we're fed up with it again and again. Of course it'll be the same if you don't change, if you don't advance in the intention only. Before you there is an ocean of desire, an ocean of light, and you have to connect the two. So one enters the other. Everything exists abundantly. It comes from above. What depends on you is the right intention, how to connect the two, the desire and the light, how to properly use the desire. So, in accordance with our work, we'll start discovering, as it says, you have eaten the old that always exists. But you start connecting everything, you start seeing transparently how these vast distances and patsufim and fulfillments exist because you are ready to feel and attain all of that in order to bestow. Yes.
Student from the U.S. is asking, is intention in my mind enough, or does it have to be emotional too?
Intention is not in your intellect, because it mounts the desire, it covers the desire, it coats the desire as if from within, so that it can take in the revelation of the Creator, or the fulfillment of light, which is one and the same. What's the Creator? The returning light, along with direct light, give you the sense of the emanator. One or the other by itself is not the emanator, but when we discover the direct light through returning light, so through this unique interaction between them comes this sort of inclusive addition, which is that image that is common to them, and that's called Creator.
Question from the Kakov group. How can I check if my intention's correct?
Based on the results. Only according to the result. No other tests. But it's certain. Now, the fact that we are in preparation and we are not yet receiving revelations so that it's obvious to us that the attainment of our goal is a result of the right intention, we still don't have that test. The test, again, can happen by the environment. How much do I subjugate myself, willing to connect with them? That's the mutual work. Yes.
About the matter of preparation, I wanted to ask, there states that you sometimes do some kind of preparation, you take it upon yourself, you say that during the day I'm going to prepare myself, read a few passages, and when you're determined to do it, all kinds of sneaky disturbances start awakening, and then you find yourself that you can't even do the simplest things.
You won't. An angel to come to you like a butterfly and read something in your ear, say, you know, a part of Psalms or passage from an article. That's how you want it to be, and you'll just, you know, sit and enjoy it lying on the cloud. So what? So you're disconnecting what you planned in preparation, some action you planned, from the disturbance that arrives. The disturbance that arrives is exactly the oviut that on which you have to do what you planned.
So the disturbance comes in according to my determination to do it, to that action?
In a meticulously accurate and wondrous manner, just exact, light and clean.
So if I commit to myself internally to something, to the measure of that commitment, comes a disturbance.
The oviut arrives from below as the disturbance, in accordance with the light that you can pull, attract by the right intention, and only that correct intention that you have to make efforts in order to maintain is what you need to do, of course. That's how it is all the time. The order of the lights and vessels, that's how they're set up from above. There's nothing else besides that. The lights and vessels are set up in advance and they appear and emerge gradually one with the other, each time ready to be connected. And if we don't connect them, then they accumulate until they drive a certain blow in order to awaken us to pay attention, until we realize that this is our work, to connect the lights and vessels. There's lights, sparks, and vessels, right? We have to make the contact between them.
The question is it built in a certain way that I won't succeed and be left with a desire, or can I succeed and...
No one gives you failure from above. It says you rise in sanctity and don't fall down. The fact that you are incapable is a different thing. A failure is never brought to a person. The shattering already happened. From after the shattering onwards, he's only being awakened. But I can't speak, really, probably because I yelled at the women yesterday. I have this... I want to... Perhaps it's possible to explain. I have this... I'll try in a moment to express it. The difference between what you're given, what's given to you is from the degree of the beast. Well, the beast, I was told, is not a good word. It sounds like a bad word. Okay, I accept it. From the animate level. So from the animate level, and it's truly so, still vegetative animate. The whole unfolding from above downwards is on the animate level. Adam Rishon was on the animate level, which that's an angel. That's called that he was circumcised, meaning with no addition. And after the shattering, what you have to add is that gap between the animate level and the speaking level. That gap between animate and speaking is what's called free choice. That you want to rise to the speaking degree. That's called to resemble the Creator, to add your intention. It's like the animals, the animate level, doesn't have an intention. It lives with what it has, and that's our work, and that's where we truly have choice. To integrate in Noga or not, to be drawn to the upper part or lower part. In short, well, we'll talk about that more for now.
Let's go to the next part of the lesson.